Now, audio description, otherwise known as AD, is an audio soundtrack used mostly by blind and partially sighted people, which describes the action that can be seen on the screen without affecting the dialogue of the show. It's been around for many years, but it's now under the microscope of Ofcom, the broadcasting regulator, and we are going to find out why. Vicky Cook is from Ofcom. She's the Director of Standards and Audience Protection, and she joins me now to tell us more. Vicky, thank you very much indeed for talking with us here on RNIB Connect Radio. Can I begin by asking you to explain exactly the work that Ofcom does and your specific work with audio description?
You certainly can. Thanks very much. Well, this year, as you said, you were talking about the audio description or AD campaign. We're supporting the RNIB and broadcasters in an industry campaign to increase public awareness of audio description. As you say, it's a commentary service that describes what's happening on screen. Broadcasters, including the BBC, BT, Channel 4, ITV, Sky, UK TV, Viacom, you name it, they're going to be airing adverts, promote their audio description services throughout the summer and early autumn. And for us at Ofcom, it's a hugely important campaign. Television sits very much at the heart of our culture and society, and we want everyone, obviously including those people who are blind or partially sighted or have visual impairments, to be able to enjoy that rich experience that TV has to offer.
Yeah, of course. Now, you say it's all about raising public awareness. Let's start with a general question, if you like, then, Vicky. At this moment in time, how good are broadcasters in the UK at providing AD?
They are pretty good. I mean, most of the channels have a legal obligation to make AD available on 10% of their programming. Some broadcasters, including the BBC, ITV, Channel 4 and Sky, have made a voluntary commitment to 20%. So in practice, many channels provide AD on over around 30% of their programme hours in 2017. I think, just going back to the point I made just now, I think it's the awareness that's key, and raising awareness in this space is key, and that's what we're hoping to do with this concerted campaign.
So as you say, it is a campaign to promote the awareness of AD work and AD availability as well. How do you see that working? How are you going to tackle that and actually educate the public, if you like, that it's actually out there and it can be used?
Well, there are a number of things. I'll try and step you through them as quickly or succinctly as I can. I mean, just to talk about the campaign on TV, that's going to run for 10 weeks. And as I said, involves 10 broadcasters across many platforms. And each broadcaster has created their own promotional material. And the promos, as we call them, are aimed at everyone. And the aim is simply to celebrate AD and raise the awareness of it. So that could be for blind and partially sighted people themselves, or it could be for their friends and relatives to pass on this information. And I think it's important to say that for us, this is a vital strand, this campaign, that sits very much within our much wider piece of work around diversity and inclusion with the broadcast industry, which is why we're lending our full support to this. And transparency is key. I mean, we will continue to work with and monitor broadcasters so we can ensure that everyone can access the good content via the audio description campaigns that are currently in place.
I mean, you're talking there about how you want to get the message across to the public. So you're using, obviously, yourselves, you're using the TV companies, you're using the likes of RNIB as well. Is there room for the general public to get involved with feedback on AD provision, quality or questions about the on-demand services as well, that kind of thing?
Listen, we're always delighted to hear from consumers and viewers and listeners as to what the broadcast industry is doing well and what it can do better. I mean, I think it's fair to say, certainly with this campaign, almost all broadcasts have contributed to a helpline, as you know, which is going to be run by the RNIB. I have a number, but I'm sure you will probably give that out afterwards rather than me rushing it through it now. And viewers can call this number to find out more about it. There is also a dedicated website, and again, I'm sure you'll give the website address out at the end. But again, that's where viewers can not only find out more about this campaign, but of course, we're always keen to have feedback where we can, because we do work incredibly closely with the broadcasters on an ongoing basis in this space.
How important would you say, Vicky, that audio description is, not just for the blind, partially sighted community, which obviously is the target audience of the radio station, but for people in general who might just be beginning to find it just a little bit difficult to follow the action actually on screen? How important do you think it is?
I think it's hugely important, as I said before. I mean, I don't think, as a programme maker in the past myself, I don't think we can ever underestimate the importance of television and how that content, as I said, sits very much at the heart of our culture and society. So we want, as the regulator, but also we know the broadcasters want everyone to be able to enjoy that content. So anything we can do for those who, as you say, are blind or partially sighted or perhaps beginning to suffer from visual impairments, we want to do everything we can to help enrich the experience that television has to offer. And it was some research back in, I believe it was around about 2006 that Ofcom conducted. Okay, it's a fair time ago now, but that also showed how important television was, not only to the general public, but also to those people who are blind or partially sighted. So it's key for us to lend our total support to this campaign.
As you say, we will give out full details for anyone who would like to contact RNIB or find out more details about the website. But if anyone is specifically interested in following the campaign from Ofcom's point of view, I would like to find out more about Ofcom. Is there a website that they can take in board as well, Vicky?
Yes, it's our general website, which is ofcom.org.uk.
Vicky Cook then, Director of Standards and Audience Protection with Ofcom. Thank you very much indeed for talking with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.